This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. This from the Associated Press. Lucky Mark Scalfaro with the byline. The headline reads, could you eat this much ice cream after walking 1,100 miles? Some Appalachian Trail hikers try it. This is apparently a thing. Sam Cooper had just trekked 7 miles on a stretch of the Appalachian Trail when he sat down outside a little country store in Pennsylvania to take on the ice cream challenge. So apparently it's not enough to hike the Appalachian Trail, which is an accomplishment.
Yeah.
But now you have to sit and you have to polish off a whole thing of ice cream before you've accomplished anything.
So wait. He hiked 7 miles.
He hiked 7 miles.
And then you do some ice cream.
And then, yes, nearly 40 minutes and 2,500 calories later, Mr. Cooper was polishing off the final sporkful of chocolate chip cookie dough and added his name to the list of through hikers who celebrated the halfway point of the Appalachian Trail by downing a half gallon of ice cream. So apparently when you're halfway through the Appalachian Trail, now in order to be one of the elite, you have to eat a half a gallon of ice cream.
Jane, let me tell you why chocolate chip cookie dough is a bad idea on this one. It's so filling. You want to keep it simple, like your chocolate, your vanilla, maybe even a Neapolitan, but not something with a lot of like additives in there. You don't want like
too heavy
elephant tracks or anything like that. So I mean, so basically like a whole second dessert.
By the end of this experience, 32-year-old Sam Cooper, whose trail name, this is apparently a thing, you have to have a trail name. His trail name is Pie Top.
Hate that. Nope. Sorry.
He said the experience was pure misery. I don't think anybody should be doing this. This is not healthy at all.
Dear Mr. Top, was anyone lording over you with a weapon to your head? Did you have to do this?
The ice cream challenge is believed to have begun more than 40 years ago at some general store a few miles north of the halfway point on the Appalachian Trail. Through hikers, as they're called, are just a fraction of the amount of people who actually do this. Not everyone finishes the Appalachian Trail in one whole slog.
Yeah.
But as they slog their way through Northern Virginia and Maryland, the ice cream challenge, a regular topic among through hikers.
So wait a minute, really quick. So it's 1,100 miles,
mm-hmm.
which seems a lot. It seems like it can be a lot. That can be a torture on your body. But somehow what's worse than that is having to eat ice cream. That is the real problem here. Not the rocky terrain and the uncertain weather, or maybe, oh my God, did my food make the post? No, it's man, I got to really down this.
Now the hard part of this thing
this
begins.
Mint chocolate chip.
49-year-old Stephen Behrens, who is a through hiker, his trail name is Speedy, polished off his black cherry and vanilla in about 25 minutes after going 17 miles on the trail that day, with 7 more to go. Trail experts say hikers can need up to 6,000 calories a day.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Barron said, I thought it would be worse, but it's okay, after patting his stomach, finishing off the half gallon of ice cream. Such a crazy idea. Zeke Medock, trail name Petroglyph.
This is ridiculous.
It just seems so random. Didn't bother timing himself, but did finish off the ice cream and said, now I'm done.
Yeah.
This is the most free I've ever felt.
Yep.
Okay. That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.